Join spiritual feminist and empowerment coach, Joni Advent Maher, for Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow. Listen in for intimate conversations about money, transformation, and feminine sovereignty. And now, your host, Joni Advent Maher.
Hello, and welcome to Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow. I'm your host, Joni Advent Maher. I'm an empowered living guide and a spiritual feminist. I want to welcome you to the show today. And I have some wisdom that I want to share with you and talk with you about. I'm not sure if you're like me, but sometimes it feels like there are lessons or messages that are knocking at my door that want to be both received and expressed. So the last few months, I've been, we'll say dancing with this wisdom that I want to share with you. So I was recently at the beach for my birthday. It's the best way that I can think of spending my birthday. And I go with my family every year, and it's the big reset. It's kind of my replenishment and my reset before starting into the fall. So I'm just about a week back from my trip. And while I was there, one day I was sitting at the edge of the water and just picked up a paper and a pen, and some wisdom started to come through me. So I'm going to share a little bit of that, and then we're going to talk about it as well. So here we go. When we spend our lives caught up in the perspectives and stories of our minds and our egos, it's as if we spend the whole of our existence in the mudroom of a great mansion. The fear and the stories of the ego and the mind are so compelling and convincing, it's literally impossible to see anything beyond the struggles they portray. So this idea that the vision that we all are walking through our life with most of the time is so limited, and that we are missing so much of the picture of what is going on in our lives. And it just felt really important to say that out loud to you today, just to remember that when we are orienting to life just from our mind, or just from our ego, or certainly from those old stories in our past, that there are so many dimensions and truths about life that we're not recognizing and we're not seeing. And similar to my discussion when we were looking at radiant presence, just remembering that there is so much more happening in our lives than we can recognize in any given moment when we're orienting simply from our mind or our ego. So I just want to plant that seed and that reminder that no matter what's going on in your life, there is something deeper and there is more presence than you may be orienting to. And just that simple knowledge can help expand your awareness that you are a part of something bigger, that something bigger dwells within you. Yeah. So along with that, I want to go back to this idea of the stories and the mind. And I want to just name that for myself, I spent many, many years caught up in a story of lack. However, I also knew that I was caught up in the story. And as I was beginning to recognize that this was an illusion, I still couldn't necessarily see the truth. So there are times when we are stuck in that mudroom, so to speak, but we can recognize that there is something greater beyond our awareness. And for me, it was like being a pilot flying through a bank of fog, blind, knowing that the horizon existed, but really having lost all sight of it. And as I have worked with this in my own journey, there are a few things I've come to learn. And one of these is the piece of wisdom that has been knocking on my door these days. And it is this. It's that it's all right here. Even when my awareness cannot take it in, what I need is invariably right here with me at any given moment. What I've been looking for has just been obscured by my either distraction or being caught up simply in the perspective of my mind, my mental perspective, or my ego, or my limited view. Or I've been swept up in anxiety or fear and not able to see what's present. And it's interesting because it's been showing up in external items. And while that is true, it can happen in terms of things I need in my life and qualities that I need in myself. So I want to say if there is something that you've been searching for, both metaphorically or literally, I want you to just take in the possibility that it's a breath away, that it's here, that it's all here right now. And that our biggest obstacle to recognizing it is first our awareness that it's possible, that there is something beyond the mudroom, that there is something greater and deeper that's present with us. And the second, which is no surprise, which is the biggest inhibitor, is fear. And while it's fine and well to say that, we know that, but it's really what fear does to our body, to our emotions, and our mind that are most significant. And we've been talking about this recently. I talked about this some with Jenny Rochelle in the last episode on Becoming the Love of Your Life, as well as in my previous episode on Coming Out of Freeze. So fear sends the body into that fight, flight, or even freeze mode. And that narrows our vision and our field of perception. It inhibits our ability to see our resources and our possibilities beyond the perceived threat or situation. So I'm going to give you a simple example of how this showed up for me, actually while I was at the beach. I had a situation where I had come home from dinner and I went to go grab my reading glasses out of my purse and I couldn't find them. And it sent me into a tailspin and a bit of a panic because without my reading glasses, I'm pretty useless. It was the beginning of the trip and I had lots of reading that I wanted to do. And so I started to panic and was concerned that I had maybe left them somewhere. So the fact of the matter is, after dumping out the contents of my purse twice and not finding them, I finally paused and I gathered myself and I centered myself. And then lo and behold, it was as if it were magic. My glasses appeared and they were in my purse. So it wasn't even an issue of finding something that was lost. It was pausing long enough that I could see the glasses that were there the whole time and to recognize that I had what I needed. And I can tell you This little story has repeated time and time and time again over the last few months for me. And I know that I am not the only one that's living this kind of a story, because there are two other people in my life that I live with, my husband and my daughter, and I see it happen with them as well. And so I began to realize that this is a phenomenon. It's not just me. It's not just my family. I would suspect there are ways in your life that you may be searching for something, or you may be angsting about something, and it's right there. It's right here with you, and it's been here all along. And again, it may be small examples, like things you've seemingly misplaced, but it can be expanded to larger things in our life as well. I know for myself, there are inner resources that I didn't believe I possessed, that were here all along. And granted, it did take just the right circumstances to bring them out and to bring them to my awareness. But that remembering that I have everything I need to face my situation has been a growing realization. And I want to share that with you, that you have everything you need to face your current situation. So anytime you are feeling swept up in fear, in panic, in stress, in the question, am I okay? Is it going to work out? Just coming back to that idea, first of all, that there's more going on here than meets the eye or that the mind can perceive. That there's a bigger reality that's present. And our day-to-day dramas are part of our journey. They're part of a bigger, deeper soul journey. And that it's possible to drop below the surface of the here and now, what we can see with our eyes, and take in through our old filters, and remember that all, and I had said this during the coming to freeze, it's like all of our being, our body, even our mind, our emotions, our heart, our soul, are all moving us to greater wholeness, to greater fullness, and to remembering the truth of who we are. And that any situation has the capacity to do that and is doing that in your life. And when we can slow down and remember that and look at how is this serving me, and remember that everything you need is right here, right now. It's a matter of slowing it down and gaining access to it. And one of the main ways that we can do that is by, again, relaxing the nervous system. And we've been talking about this a lot lately. And some of the ways that we do that certainly are using our breath, breathing deeply, orienting, not just from the mind, but from the senses to the here and now. And for me, one of my favorite ways to do that is to be out in nature and to just soften our perception. Because as I said, when we're caught in our mind, and certainly when we're caught in our fear, our perceptual reality narrows. So even just to breathe softly and to orient either within yourself, like closing your eyes and going inside, placing a hand on your belly and your heart space, and just bringing your awareness within. That's one way. And then another way that I like to use, as I said, is just communing with something in nature that's outside of you. So today I'm looking out my window at the forest of trees behind my house, and I'm seeing the way the morning sunlight is filtering in, and I'm seeing the way the leaves are swaying ever so gently. And as I do that, as I take that in, I can feel the way my perception begins to shift. And that can be true for you as well. It may be looking at a tree. It may be looking at a blossom, a body of water, or even the earth with the grass growing out of it. It's like just pausing long enough to be here and to recognize it's all here. It's here. There is something bigger outside of you and something as big, the mirror image inside of you, here to support you and provide everything you need in this moment. So it reminds me of the story of the old Christian mystic named Hildegard de Bingen. And she lived in Germany about 1,000 years ago. And she was living in a monastery. She was a nun, the head of an abbess. And she had a window that she would sit next to, and the villagers would come and they would share their stresses and their problems with her, and she would provide counsel. And the way the legend goes is that she was well known to say, "All is well, and all will be well." So when we slow it down, when we can regulate our nervous systems through our breath and through being present in the here and now, it provides us both access to all of our resources within us and around us. It frees our mind to be able to think more creatively and fluidly, and recognize either to see what's right in front of us we haven't been able to see, or to recognize the ways that we are indeed supported. So, my beloved, that is all for today. So I want to send you my love. And actually, I do want to share with you, I am so excited. I have created a free gift called Standing in Your Sovereignty that I want to offer to you and that you can claim. And you can claim it on my new, updated, beautiful website at revolutionaryheart.com. And what it is it's called Standing in Your Sovereignty, and it is a 3-part mini course. And it's really a set of practices, and it is a practical way to ground and to implement everything we've been talking about today. It's really about opening to this deeper dimension of yourself and of life that provides you with the resources and the ability to be empowered in your life in the most profound way, not just your strength of character or not just your ability to quote, get things done, but to have access to all dimensions of your being to create your life and to live your life. So, my darlings, I want to again give you my love and invite you over to the website, revolutionaryheart.com, and you will see Standing in Your Sovereignty, free gift. And to remind you, as always, to always, always trust what your heart knows.
Thanks for listening to Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow with Joni Advent Maher. If you like what you heard, the best compliment you can give us is to share our podcast with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes.